All right, so we're diving into this whole AI showdown that seems to be brewing in Europe. And we're going to unpack this WebPro News article
Okay.
about a letter that was sent to EU policymakers.
Right.
And get this, it's signed by over two dozen tech giants, like really big names,
Yeah.
Meta, Spotify, the list goes on and on.
Wow.
So what's got everyone buzzing? They're claiming that Europe's really strict regulations are actually putting them behind in the global AI race.
Yeah, you know what's really fascinating about this is the sheer weight of this letter.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one thing for a single company to maybe voice concerns or something,
Right.
but this is like a collective statement from major players in the tech world.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
They're essentially arguing that Europe's current approach is going to stifle innovation in a field that is absolutely exploding globally.
Yeah, no, you're right. This is like the Wild West of tech right now, and everyone wants to be the sheriff.
Exactly.
And at the heart of this whole thing is the EU's General Data Protection Regulation, or as everyone probably knows it, GDPR.
GDPR.
Right. On the surface, protecting user data, that sounds like a good thing.
Of course, yeah.
Right. I mean, who doesn't want their data protected?
Right.
But these CEOs are saying it's not that simple.
It's really not. And the letter argues that while GDPR had good intentions, the way that it's being interpreted across different EU countries
Yeah.
is creating a real headache for developers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I can see how that would be a challenge.
Like
Wow.
imagine trying to build like a cutting-edge AI system to like diagnose diseases.
Okay.
But the rules about accessing and using patient data change depending on which EU country you're in.
Oh, wow.
It's like trying to assemble a puzzle where the pieces just keep changing shape.
Oh, that's a good way to put it.
It makes it so difficult to develop and train sophisticated AI models.
Yeah.
That could have huge benefits for people.
Okay, so I'm starting to see where the frustration is coming from here.
Yeah.
But is it really that big of a deal if Europe falls behind in AI? Like, what happens?
That's where it gets interesting
Okay.
and frankly a little worrying.
Okay.
This isn't just about bragging rights.
Right.
It's about economic power.
Okay.
Some experts predict that generative AI alone could add 10% to global GDP over the next decade.
Whoa.
Yeah, we're talking about potentially trillions of dollars in economic growth,
Wow.
new industries, jobs,
Yeah.
you name it.
Wow, that's huge.
If Europe falls behind, they risk missing out on a massive technological wave.
And this is where open source AI comes in, right?
Yeah.
The article mentioned that Europe actually has a ton of open source developers.
They do.
That seems like a potential advantage they could
It
leverage.
is, and that's what makes this whole situation even more intriguing.
Okay.
Europe has a really strong foundation in open source, which is all about collaboration,
Yeah.
making technology accessible. Think of it like a global recipe book for AI,
Okay.
where everyone can contribute and build upon each other's work.
So anyone can jump in and kind of like add their own spices to the mix.
Exactly. And that approach is crucial for developing complex AI systems,
Yeah.
especially the next generation of what we call multimodal AI.
Multimodal AI. All right, you've piqued my curiosity. Break that down for me. What makes this type of AI so special?
Yeah.
So we're talking about AI that can like understand more than just text, right?
Right.
It can actually process images and audio at the same time.
Exactly, yeah.
Even things like sensory data.
It's really about trying to replicate how we experience the world.
Okay.
Because we're not just like reading text all the
Yeah,
time. We're
yes.
seeing, we're hearing, we're feeling all at once.
Right.
Multimodal AI aims to kind of replicate that
Okay.
by combining different data types to get a much more,
Richer
richer,
understanding of
smooth,
the world around it.
yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. But like,
Yeah.
give me an example.
Sure.
What could you actually do with this kind of AI that you can't do with the AI we have now?
Let's say you're a doctor
Okay.
and you're looking at a patient's medical images.
Right.
Right now, AI can help you analyze those images. But with multimodal AI,
Yeah.
you could combine those images with the patient's entire medical history,
Oh, wow.
their lifestyle data,
Mm-hmm.
even their voice recordings from doctor's appointments to
Really?
get a much more comprehensive understanding of their health.
So it's like taking all the pieces of a puzzle and putting them together to see the full picture
Exactly.
instead of just looking at each piece in isolation.
That's a great way to put it.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But what does this have to do with Europe and these regulations we were talking about?
So the letter specifically calls out the challenges of developing this kind of advanced multimodal AI. in Europe, because they argue that the current regulatory landscape is actually hindering their ability to train these systems effectively.
Because of all the different data privacy rules?
Exactly. Think about all the different types of data we just talked about.
Yeah.
Medical records, images, voice data.
Right, right.
Each of those might be subject to different interpretations of GDPR across various EU countries.
Okay, so that makes it really difficult.
It creates a logistical nightmare for developers.
So not only is Europe potentially falling behind in AI generally.
Potentially, yeah.
But they might be missing out on the next generation of AI tech entirely.
That's the concern that these CEOs are raising.
Yeah.
That if Europe doesn't streamline its approach to AI regulation, they risk becoming increasingly irrelevant.
Wow.
In a field that's moving incredibly fast.
Yeah, it does seem like things are moving at warp speed.
And it's not just the companies that lose out.
Right.
It's the researchers, the developers, the entire innovation ecosystem.
And that's where this brain drain idea comes in, right?
Yeah.
The article mentioned something about talented AI experts leaving Europe because of all this.
Yeah, so imagine you're like a brilliant young AI researcher in Europe.
Okay.
You're really excited about the potential of multimodal AI to, you know, develop new treatments for diseases.
Yeah.
But you're constantly hitting roadblocks.
Right.
Because of unclear regulations and difficulty accessing data that you need to do your work.
Right.
Meanwhile, you know, your colleagues in other parts of the world are making groundbreaking discoveries.
Yeah.
Because they have access to more supportive environments.
Right.
You wouldn't be blamed for feeling a little tempted to take your talents elsewhere.
I can see how that would be frustrating.
Right.
So if these regulations are causing such a stir, what are these tech leaders asking for?
Right.
What did they want to see happen?
Right.
So what are they asking for? Like, what do they want to see?
They're calling for a more unified approach to AI regulation across the EU.
Okay, so less like a patchwork of different rules.
Exactly. They want to see a single set of clear guidelines that strike a balance.
A balance between what and what?
You need to encourage innovation while still protecting user privacy and data security. It's a delicate dance.
Yeah.
But they're arguing that it's essential for Europe to stay competitive.
So what you're saying is if Europe can get its act together, it could still become a major player in the AI game.
Absolutely. They have a strong foundation in research.
Right.
A talented workforce.
Right.
And a commitment to ethical considerations that's actually quite advanced.
Yeah, they do seem to be ahead of the curve on that front.
Those are all huge assets in the world of AI.
That's true.
But the clock is ticking.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
If they don't address these regulatory challenges soon, they risk falling too far behind to catch up.
Okay, so let's bring this all back to our listener, right?
Okay.
They've been with us on this whole AI drama.
Yeah.
What's the key takeaway here? What do they need to know?
I think the biggest takeaway is that the future of AI isn't set in stone.
Oh, really? Okay.
It's being shaped right now by decisions being made not just in Silicon Valley, but in Brussels, in Beijing, everywhere.
So it's a global conversation.
It really is. And this letter is a powerful reminder that regulations have real-world consequences.
Yeah.
They can either stifle innovation or unleash it.
Wow.
And the choices that are being made today are going to determine what that AI landscape looks like tomorrow.
That's a powerful thought to leave us with. The future of AI is up for grabs, and the decisions being made right now will determine who comes out on top. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the complex world of AI and, I guess, geopolitical maneuvering. Until next time.